You may be seated. Now, ministry and what does it take for you to be successful in ministry? Now, successful ministry is not around every corner. Okay. You have to know what your assignment is, and then you need to take note of this. Let the Spirit of God teach you how to come into alignment with your assignment from God. Okay. You got to have an assignment. Then when that happens, and some of the things I'm going to teach you about Joshua's ministry, total success. He was a total success. Yes, sir. When God gives you an assignment and then you yield or surrender to that assignment, don't let nobody pull you off it, then God becomes provisional.
Yes, sir.
And so when Creflo and I was doing a lot of preaching in Madison Square Garden, I think God revealed to him while we were together, called a sweatless anointing. Sweatless. Sweatless means I'm not carrying it. I'm a carrier, but I'm carrying the substance of God. And so I'm accountable and responsible, but God responsible too. Because if I'm doing what he told me to do, I cannot do it on my own. The struggle and the frustration and the molestation and the rape that take place in ministry is ministry trying to go without hearing what God said for them to do. Yes, sir. So you can see another ministry and think it's easy, yes, sir, and step out there and try to do it, and you'll be a flop all your life because you never admit, I'm just not going out there. I'll tell you, one of my sons, he said he pastored 3 years. I was talking to him the other day. He said he pastored 3 years. One time I said, man, I'll help you all. You won't go. He said, they ain't never come back. He's still sitting out there. Yes, he know what's out there. I mean, you better be sure. Yeah. And the old Baptist song said, and very sure, yeah. That he sent you. Yes, so I was praying because I want to give some basic truth that will make you solid.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I mean, I want you to leave this school. That's what the instructions, we handpick them, to make you solid when you leave here. Yes, and you know a flaw when you see one.
Yes, sir.
Or you know a fake when you see one.
Yes, sir.
All right? These things that I'm going to share with you, you can put them in your personal lifestyle. They work. They work because they're spiritual. Just, you know, it's an act of surrendering to God. And then the Lord seemed like Joshua, he had me to run through that book to see. We use this text to teach prosperity and about living a good life. But this text really about successful ministry. Successful ministry. The Spirit of God, I mean, he give Joshua the outline for an assignment to be carried out sweatless.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a young Baptist boy, they used to sing the song. Spirit brought that up to me this afternoon. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho. That's not so. There was no battle to be fought. See, Joshua had, and that's the ease. Joshua had direction from God. And all he had to do is follow that direction, and the battle wasn't no battle.
Right, right, right.
So the Holy Spirit said to me this afternoon, said, this is what Jesus was trying to say to us in Matthew chapter 11, 27 through 30. He talks about in the 27th verse of Revelation. I've talked to you about that. Then he give an invitation. Revelation invitation. Revelation invitation. If you just receive an invitation without revelation, you're not going to know what you have. See, the call that is on upon our lives come from God. And so we have to have a revelation to know how to function in invitation. You follow what I'm saying? Because if you try to function in the call without divine direction, you're going to have frustration. Failures. I never wondered was I called or not. 43 years. I never had a second thought. I know that I know that I know that I'm called. But there's a sweatless life. Now most ministers or ministries are not living in sweatless provision. Now I'm training my boys and girls how to do it, but I live in sweatless provision. Because if you align with him, he's responsible. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You understand me? He's responsible. Right. He takes the responsibility. Yeah. So you put down there, let's look at Joshua here in the first chapter. And, you know, pivotally or hitting it right on the point, ministry should have good success. Yes, sir. I mean, you're going to have some opposition. But as long as you're in divine alignment with the assignment. What'd I say? And you're not going to be in divine alignment with assignment without revelation, without enlightenment, and a step further, illumination. You have to have light in the spirit that shine on any darkness they're trying to hinder the assignment God gave you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God will give you light, but you got to be in place. You got to be, if he wants you in Jericho, you can't be in Daru. You follow what I'm saying? Now, Joshua, turn to the book of Joshua, because I want you to see this. We have preached this verse. I preach it all over the country. Joshua 1 and 8, I preached it, and I didn't take it out of context because it really means a lifestyle. But yet, the Holy Spirit, I got out the shout of the Holy Spirit and said, now I want you to teach this. And there are about 24 points I want to give you. But he says, I want you to teach this because I want my children to know it. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know who I'm talking to on the internet. I don't know what God has, assignment that God has for you. Some of y'all don't know, you see. But let's just start at the... fifth verse. I mean, I could read the whole thing in Joshua 1:5, because I'm actually going to the eighth verse, talking about how to have good success in ministry. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, most ministers, they like to talk about their struggle, you know. Yeah. I don't talk to them.
Yes, sir.
Because they're lying on God. Yeah. It's something they're not doing. I didn't say you're not going to have no opposition.
Yeah. Right, right.
All men and women of God had opposition.
Yeah.
But opposition, position.
Yeah.
Opposition. You hear me?
Yeah.
Opposition, in position.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter
what
the oppositions are if you are in position properly.
Yes,
and to be in position properly, you're going to have to hear from God. And I'm not just pointing at this here.
Yes,
all right? Inner hearing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Sweatless ministry.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Now we're talking about sweatless ministry. We're talking about ministry of good success and ministry with a full supply. I love it. Huh?
Yes, sir.
What more can you ask for, class? And we're going to walk you through this. You listen. Now all these things that we're going to say personally to your personal life, they'll work the same way. But since this is a ministry school, we're going to deal with it. All right. The fifth verse says, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I'll be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. See, now when you positional properly, you're in proper position, that's where the sweatlessness comes. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
no struggle.
Yes, right.
No struggle. Right. Trouble, but no struggle.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're going to have some trouble in ministry. Yes. What I said?
Yes.
Yeah, but don't struggle about it.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, God permit Pharaoh
right.
to be hard-hearted
yes,
so Moses could slap his side of the head with that rod.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So the sixth verse said, but notice he keep telling them, be strong. Then he tell them how to be strong. Be strong and of good courage. Wow. And God kept saying this over for, until this people should I divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto our fathers to give them. Notice he said, you're going to divide it, but I swear that I was going to give it to them.
Yeah.
So I'm responsible for you getting that. Need not to pray dumb prayers in ministry. Lord, are you going to help me? That's a dumb prayer. How would he send you out there and not help you? Positionally, you got to be in position. Then he says, the seventh verse, only be thou strong and very good. Now, we're talking about ministry now. See, Joshua about to go into ministry. And the Lord says, you're going to have to continue with what your spiritual father taught you.
Yes, sir. That's right. That's right. Come on, Apostle.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You can't go out there with no new thing.
That's right.
You were hooked on to something
right.
that got to go to its destiny.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
You can't go start no new thing and break everything up. Talking about this is a new time, a new season.
Yeah.
Just follow the instructions.
Yes, sir.
Oh, if you don't, I'm taking my hand back.
Right, that's right, that's right.
And you can have quantity without quality.
Yes, sir.
Don't get them too mixed up.
Yes,
don't get too. Don't get size mixed up with substance.
Yes, sir.
See. You know, people say, you know, I go to church too. Yeah. See, but watch that. You know, I go to church too.
Yes, sir.
So what?
So what?
Yeah, all right. So now, only be thou strong and very courageous that thou, verse 7, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. Look, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Oh, God, you can't tell me yourself? No.
No.
No, I ain't got no new thing for you.
Right.
Turn not from me to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest. And then this eighth verse is the verse that all we teach you in this school, if you don't adhere to this verse, I don't care what you're learning, spiritual authority, I don't care what you're learning, how to be led, you do not adhere to this verse. This is the most successful ministerial verse in the Bible.
Yes, sir.
It tells you exactly in a congeal way how to have good success in ministry all the time. You hear, Clyde? He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. In the 8th chapter of Matthew, that centurion said to the Lord, speak the word only.
Yeah.
Jesus said, John 15:7, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, in essence, make a demand on whatever you need, and I'll see to it that you get it. This is true, children. I'm not talking, this is not secondhand information. This is information that I've experienced.
Yes, sir.
Actually, this is more than information, it's more than history. It's transformational.
Yes, sir.
It transformed things for you.
Yes,
this book of the Lord shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Now, that verse is so powerful. The next verse is powerful too, haven't I commanded thee? But in that aspect, I think about Daniel. If you read the book of Daniel, the Bible says Daniel had an excellent spirit, but his ministry was fruitful because he followed the pattern that God had given him.
Yes, sir.
All right? Now, you take notes. We because my job in this school is to just listen to the Spirit use whatever book or whatever we want me to use. You might be in Donaldsonville one week in my class and in Chicago the next week. So I'm not having no set pattern.
Yes, sir.
Because I have too much experience and too much success.
Yes, sir.
To mess around and get locked down on one subject.
Yes, sir.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, you get ready to write. Number one, a successful ministry style is not measured by the quantity of accumulation of accumulated possession. Neither is it measured by popularity.
Yes, sir.
You can't be popular all the time and be successful.
Yes, sir.
A successful ministry or lifestyle is not measured by the quantity of accumulated possession. You know, a man's life consists not in abundantly possessed. Neither is it measured by popularity.
Yes, sir.
Now, make note. Rather, it consists of the attainment of God's goals and purposes for one life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God's goal,
yes,
and God's purposes, God's direction,
yeah,
God's assignment. See. If you don't show, you don't move.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
When God's not showing you, that means be still. So it's not the quantity or accumulation of stuff, how big your ministry is, not how popular it is, how many television stations you're on, but it consists of the attainment of God's goal and purpose for one life. That's what it consists of. Be true to that. Because everyone that's born of God or every ministry or every instrument God used, he has a divine plan.
Yes,
you know Jeremiah 29:11, right?
Yes,
huh? I know the plans that I have for you. Yes, yeah, you want to stick with his plan. That's the way that seemed right to a man, but he get in trouble.
Yes, sir.
See. So don't get on the popular train.
Yes, sir.
Don't even get on the prosperity train when you come out in the ministry. You just won't be in place.
Yes, sir.
You know, I got a jet. You ain't got nowhere to go. You two trying to get a jet. You have no idea how much pilot calls, and you got to pay them when they're down, when they're at home. My pilot getting paid every day because they're good pilots. I don't want nobody else to get them. And money hold them. So remember this now. God has plans for you. When God puts something on your hip, and they have been there before you were born again.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
God had his eyes on me from the womb.
Yes, sir.
And let me act a fool and cut up out there, and then got ready and said, now I'm going to change it.
Yes,
now he knew, God knew, I'm committed to what I'm committed to.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he saw that in the world. I was committed. I was a committed fool. So he knew if he get a hold, same with Saul. God has planned for you. They have been there before you were born again, waiting for you to step into the kingdom and to step into them. Now, here's a word that men tremble to use when they're talking about God, but partnership. God cannot have successful ministry without you.
Yes, sir.
And you can't have successful ministry without God.
Yes, sir.
And I mean, he just put himself, the Father just put himself in that position.
Yes,
he's sovereign, but he submitted himself to let you know, I want to use you. I want to use all your insufficiencies.
Yes, sir.
All your inabilities. You notice he chose, because you know why God chose the foolish to confound the wise? He didn't want no flesh to glory in his presence. These smart folks, people got a good IQ and real smart and got it all jacked up. Very seldom they're not going to be too successful in ministry because they're going to take credit for it.
Yes, sir.
So now, God has a plan for you. I said that right?
Yes, sir.
They've been there before you were born again. Like Melvin Washington. I mean, Melvin had no idea. Him and I was in the street together.
Yes, sir.
He had no idea that God going to call him to be a minister. And he's a clean minister.
Yes, sir.
But, I mean, we just don't know. Now, God has a plan. God has waiting for you. But it's your duty to discover that plan. And to step, class, listen, step into your divine assignment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you. So I like that term. That's a prayer in divine alignment with my assignment. Notice, discover what I said. Now, we are people of discovery because we function in different realms. And so as we operate in the spirit by revelation, by enlightenment, by illumination, we discover something. I seem like I'm hearing sometimes God lay something down right there and let you discover it. So discover your God-given assignment, pursue it, and you will have a ministry. Don't go try to get a ministry for you discover that you have an assignment,
right,
and pursue the assignment. You can't pursue ministry. Oh my goodness. You can't try to work something out that don't exist. Anybody can get some chair, two mics, two little girls jump up in the sky, you know, flashing lights. If you do not take time to discover from the Holy Spirit, from the Lord Jesus, from God the Father himself, from his holy written word, your assignment, there are many things that are going to attack you. You'll never recover.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You'll never recover. Because of the discovery, you're right under the umbrella then.
Yes, sir.
And you'll be able to recover, but man-made ministries are disastrous. Why? They were not designed to exist. Satan know who I am. Satan know I have an assignment. Satan, watch this, it's going to be shocking to you. Satan know God had made me a God to him. You know that, yeah. Because I got all God's stuff in me.
Yes,
and I study his word. I do Joshua 1:8.
Yes,
I do Joshua 1:8.
Yes,
let me go before I give you a major one here. Joshua's ministry was successful all the way. He'd get in Joshua 24:15. He'd tell him about all the other God. Then he said, choose you today whom you're going to serve.
Yes.
See, coming from the eighth voice.
Yes,
me and my house going to serve the Lord. And the battle of Jericho, the Lord said, can you see? The Lord knew he could see because from verse 8.
Right. That's right.
He trained him how to see,
right.
How to trust me.
Right.
See. There are ministries, you listening?
Yes, sir.
There are ministers that wear good success.
Yes, sir.
In the spirit. So you discover your God-given assignment, you what? Pursue it, and you will have ministry. So you got to have something to pursue to have ministry. Now here, class, I want to knock out a few things that you won't have a problem with in your ministry. Ministry is neither a dream, number one, nor a trance. That's two. It is not a church title. A leadership position held in a local church. It is not an organization or an association. It is a divine assignment handed down to a portion by God. I'm going to go over that now because some things, I know ministers, I've seen ministers got locked in some of this stuff, man. It's not real, man. You know, old boy come there, can't hardly talk goofy and can't hardly slobbing out his mouth. Bam, the Holy Ghost hit the place. The boy got all this stuff lined up there and it ain't working. He got all this Tyler. You know, I told a story, you know, one school I went to, you know, this had this man, very educated. They both going home to be with the Lord, both good men. And he's well-dressed. And he was articulate, I guess you could say. He can speak. He knows when to raise his voice. And you know, he knew his grammar. And so I didn't know who the other instructor was. Here he come. So I said, man, what is God, yeah. And man, that man opened his mouth. Man, that man, he had the anointing of God on him.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, he knew God personally. Yeah. He go talk to God, man, you reach out to God right there. But I made a mistake. I brought him to my Baptist church. And I thought, you know, I said, boy, this is going to be a great morning here. Yeah. Shit, they couldn't handle it. Now, he did hoop and stuff, but he had so much insight. My church couldn't handle it. I was disappointed. So ministry is neither a dream nor a trance. It is not a church title. You see a lot of that going on. A leadership position held in a local church. People think that's ministry. It is not organization or association. It is a divine assignment handed down to a portion by God. This is very simple. Everyone God called, he gave a task to perform. So the Bible is full of called people who carry out special assignment. What'd I say?
The Bible is full of called
people who carry out special assignment. Yeah. Any assignment from God to use a special assignment. Special assignment. What did Simon give Moses, you know, to deliver, bring the people out of Egypt? Moses said, who am I? Tell them I am that I am sent you. Yeah, see, now, and he said, what you got in your hand there? He said, rod. He said, I'm going to make you a god to Pharaoh. He told Moses that, I'm going to make you a god to Pharaoh. He called Moses to deliver Israel from Egypt. They did it. Got it?
Yes.
All right. Joshua was called to lead the people to the Canaan. To Canaan, they did it. Gideon. You ought to hear Gideon talking about how he can't handle it. He called to deliver his people from the Midianites. They did it. Notice what I said. Huh? He called Leroy to Darrow. They did it. You must never forget that.
Yes, sir.
I must never forget who doing this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You must not take no wild critics.
Yes, sir.
He will not stand no man to take his glory.
Yes, sir.
Or the glory in his presence.
Yes, sir.
He called David to be king and Isaiah to be a prophet.
Yes, sir.
They did it. Now, there's a wonderful scripture. If I can find it, it's a wonderful scripture. Let me see. I think I know where it's at. I about to make a statement that I think we need to feast on. It is declared, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. It's not a hoopology class. Let's see. Okay. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. And I want you to write in your note, ministry is a stewardship. And here's how it defined. Serving as a messenger to carry out the orders of your superior. Ministry is not an ideal, a feeling, a burden. It is carrying out a given task, a call. Here in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, it says, let a man, verse 1, so count of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Now, class, it's a whole new ball game being played in the spirit, if I call it like that. I'm being taught more about mysteries. You know, we've been taught about parables. Show you the history of the story with heavenly truth. But mysteries are so powerful. The mystery of the word is illuminative. Yes, the word is prophetic. Uh-huh. The word is medicinal. It's a medicine. Yes, the word is surgical. The word is creative. Yes. The word is transformational. Yes. All of that's in the word. There's hidden mysteries that I'm finally going to teach a class some time to come. But everything, I'm looking for mysteries. There's mysteries that, it's given to you to know the mystery of the kingdom. And so those mysteries have not been unfolded, and therefore we have not been masters as we should be. And I think we got to get it now because we're in the last days. Whether you know it or not, we're in the last days. I mean, these signs. These signs are so clear. I know somebody say, I won't live out my whole life. I can't nothing to do with that. Just live while you're living now because, I mean, 1,000 years is like a day with the Lord. But yet the signs are so prevalent. These people going out of their mind. What? They do anything, man. And so you have to make sure you cover yourself. You got divine rights, right? Yeah. And so you shouldn't get fearful. God has not given you the spirit of fear, has he? What did he give you? And then he told you, fear not, I'm be with you. Right. Always. He hasn't changed his mind. All right, now, let me continue reading here. Verse 2 says, moreover, it is required in stewards, managers, for someone else, that a man or a woman be found what?
Faithful.
See, ministry calls for faithfulness.
Yes, sir.
Faithfulness when it look like it going good.
Right.
Faithfully when it like it going south, because you know it can't go south.
Right.
It's just a temporary delay.
Yes.
You know. Huh? So ministry is stewardship, serving as a messenger to carry out the orders of your superior. Mm-hmm. Ministry is not an ideal. You know, I thought, man, I can do this. A feeling, I feel I can handle that. Or a burden. It is carrying out a given task that's been given to you by God. Also, it is harnessing divine resources to carry out divine assignment committed into a man's hand. Divine resources. Sweatless. You believe it's real? The woman sold $4,000, got to her job, and her boss called in the office and told her, I'm giving you a $4,000 a month raise. That don't happen. $4,000 a month raise? That was $48,000, isn't it? Now, that came from the rod of money coming.
Yes, sir. That's right, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
God has no respect of person. Now, ministry is not limited to the pulpit or to preaching. Rather, it covers every area of human need, social, moral, spiritual, physical, mental. Listen to this. Thus, wherever divine intervention is needed for the gospel of the kingdom to be enhanced, God always dispatches human agents standing in for him and act on his behalf. You recognize that those who administer, you're a human agent. Matter of fact, we talk about you an agent of change. You're a pace setter. You're a pathfinder. What? You imagine man or woman being used by Almighty God? God said, you go do this, I'm going to be with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, where class, do not get caught in the traffic of ministry. What you mean by that, Apostle? Everybody got a lot of stuff going on. And you jump out there and get in that traffic, and you'll stay on the interstate the rest of your ministry.
Yes, sir.
Because you made a wrong turn, and the interstate don't go that way.
Yes, sir.
So you're sitting on the edge of an interstate that's not complete.
Yes, sir.
You can't go backwards because the traffic coming, so you ain't got no. You just sit there for 5 years.
Yes, sir.
I see him now, 10 years.
Yes,
in ministry, just sitting.
Yeah. Yes,
trying to make it work. The interstate have run out.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
It's sad, but it's true.
Yes,
I see it all the time.
Yes, sir.
So the ministry gift, you know, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. But their principal function is to perfect the saints for the work of the ministry.
Yes, sir.
Because when you talk ministry, every child of God has a ministry. Everybody's not pulpit and preaching. It looks so easy. It looks so sweet. It looks so, oh, my God. God said, man, I could do that. Come on. In a hot spot when things not going right. You in the car. What we going to do? What we going to do? Lord said, get out from there. Dust yourself off. What you going to do? You going to do what I told you to do. This is very important. Do not get trapped in the folly of comparing yourself with others. The next statement is so important. I thank God for it. Rather, discover your individuality and accept your responsibility.
Yes, sir.
In the 75th Psalm, I don't know what voice it is. Say, proportion come not from the east.
Six.
Nor the sixth voice. 75 and six. Nor the west. But promotion comes from the Lord.
Yes,
so don't be comparing yourself. Dig in the word. Go back to Joshua 1:8. Dig in the word and discover your individuality and accept your responsibility.
Yes, sir.
I think all these years, I think, you remember the Bible said, be wise as a serpent and gentle as a lamb.
Yes,
so your gentleness, you have the lamb characteristic in you.
Yes, sir.
Blessed are the meek, for they inherit the earth. And then I guess the dove will bring some meekness in you.
Yes, sir.
And the dove is gentle too. But then you're part of the line of the tribe of Judah. And if you're going to remain a lamb all the time in minutes, you're going to be taken out. Wolves eat lambs. Lambs can't fight. But you're alive. Now, no bird, no animal play around the lion den. Say, well, we might catch him sleeping. No, me not going. And so you have a lion or a lioness, whatever, in you.
Yes, sir.
And then also the aspect of not being a red bird,
yes, sir.
Or a black bird.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You're an eagle.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We're in school, right?
Yes, sir.
All life matter.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
I'm black and I'm proud. No.
Yeah, no, sir.
I'm just proud.
Yes, sir.
Now, I see some of y'all that can't handle this. You can't handle it. I said in front of my wife. My wife said, well, I said, yeah, but listen to me.
Yes, sir.
Don't let nobody push you in saying something to prove yourself. You're already who you are. Make discoveries.
Yes, sir.
Do Joshua 1:8. No culture,
yes, sir.
No race, no creed can touch you.
Yes, sir.
They can do what they want to do.
Yes,
did Jericho wall stop Joshua?
No.
No. You know what the Lord told him? See.
Yeah.
All you need to do is see.
Yeah.
What I say?
See.
Yeah. Stop reading all that stuff. See.
See
who you are in Christ. See that the kingdom of God live on the inside of you.
Yes,
see that the Holy Spirit is on the inside of you.
Yes,
see yourself as a divine agent passing through here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't compare yourself. You remember the body of a lion is part of the lion. And carry the aroma and royalty around it. Paul called his calling a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. All calling are equally high, but each person determines the height he attained.
Yes, sir.
That's
all
right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My. So, class, here's what I want you to do now. I want you to come here and go to 2 years and get out of here and operate in a bastard's position.
Yes, sir.
And then got Evan Christian Wood certificate up on your wall. The apostle taught me and all the apostles with him. And you can't get up off the ground. Set yourself to discover your assignment and be yourself in the pursuit of excellence. Bible said, look at Daniel 6:2. Bible said Daniel had an excellent spirit. And that excellent spirit caused him to go into promotion. And then you read Daniel 5:12. Daniel 1:8, you'll find out. Daniel said, I'm not going to eat all this stuff y'all got on this table.
Yes, sir.
The stuff killing people. And it's stuff to other God anyway. I'm not eating it.
Yeah.
Came out looking better.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you sure did.
Yeah.
Came out looking better. The same thing could happen to you.
Yes,
you'll come out looking better. Yes, you remember that man and woman lost over 100 pounds of Pete? Huh? You can't. They're convinced.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now, we had people call here and say, where them tapes at?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I took them down because people act so ugly. I just said, well, whoever wants to come get it, you know.
Yeah.
And I told Shauna, let them have it. And they said, no, I want them tapes. I said, let her have it. So there we have, class, an eye-opener to some aspect of ministry there, and I'm going to take you a little further. Now, this is not going to sound too kosher, because people have a tendency to think it's spiritual to put yourself down. I'm not that much, you know. No, you're special. You have to know you're special. You can't be in ministry if you don't know you're special. God said, you're the apple of my eye.
Yes,
then there's a place you can get. God said, you my friend.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Now, everybody don't get there.
Yeah.
You got to position yourself for that.
Yes, sir.
Don't you want to be the apple of God's eye?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
A thought of mediocrity, that's the way you say that?
Yes,
mediocrity make mediocres.
Yeah.
While a thought of greatness make great men.
Yes.
What? Who know what Proverbs 23:7 says? Don't tell me. Who don't know what it says? I'm hand going, go to it! You can't come to school and don't know what that voice says. Proverbs 23:7. I know who I am.
Yes, sir.
Two pivotal voices I want you to see here. Whereas he thinketh in his heart, so is he. You think you're not successful? You think you're just somebody in the corner? I'm proved right here in Daryl.
Yes, sir.
Jesus Christ, Daryl.
All
that stuff you see out there wasn't out there.
Right.
That was wood. Them subdivision wasn't here.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Somebody in California talking about Daryl right now.
Yes, sir.
Alaska.
Yes, sir.
They know.
They know, sir.
God did it. But I was with him.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. See? So never try to replace your ministry somewhere else because it got more people. No, Jesus Christ, stay away, God. I tried that. God said, no, don't move. We wouldn't be here tonight. So you are the way you see yourself. And a good way to see yourself is look in the mirror of the word.
Yes,
Jan. So the first step up the ladder of excellence is for you to think excellent.
Yes,
sir. What you think in your heart, so are you. What you think in your heart, what you will voice out.
Mm-hmm.
What you think in your heart, that's another voice there now. What you think in your heart is what you will voice out. Look at Matthew 12:34. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And then you have, I want you to get the scripture down, Proverbs 4:20-22. It's time for you to begin to see the honor and the dignity attached to the new man. It's time for you to recognize that you're not a biological accident. You're a creature of destiny. A creature of great value. Amen. 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 God rated you as a special treasure to him. Exodus 19:5. You shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. How many of y'all doing Luke 17:21? Look at it. I'm going to mess with you a little bit. I'm about to close. Luke 17:21. How long have I been teaching? I started at 6, what, 15? Huh? How long have I been teaching? Somebody tell me, one of y'all academician out there.
About 40 minutes.
Huh?
About 40 minutes.
About 40 minutes? Yeah, I'm about to close. Are you a doer of Luke 17:21? Is that you? Huh? Boy, that's slow. If you don't know that, close your Bible. Pack your bags. And don't send me wasting my time, wasting my son's time, daughter time with y'all. You a kingdom carrier. The kingdom of God is within you. What is it? Righteousness. Peace. Joy in the Holy Ghost. And it's not a kingdom of word only. It is a kingdom of power. It's the kingdom of light. Darkness can't put you out. You light. Oh, Jesus. You're a peculiar specimen of God's glory, a unique species. You carry the kingdom of God inside you. Luke 17:21 tells us that the kingdom of God is within us. Your kind have never been before. You are not ordinary. You are peculiar. You have access to the divine nature of God here on earth. The abilities of God are available to you. Turn to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Whoa, my goodness. According to his divine power, he has given unto us all things that pertain to life and God and to the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. See, we got to look at that over and over again to recognize our divine worth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Who called me? And then here's you want this scripture in Exodus 7:1. The Lord said, I made to Moses, I made thee a God to Pharaoh. Now, I'm going to see, can you take this class? I'm going to see if you're leaking.
Yes,
sir. All this stuff being put in you, I'm going to see if you're leaking. If God made you a God to Pharaoh, or made Moses a God, then you are a God to the world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Amen. Acts 3:32, Moses. For Moses truly said unto the Father, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things, whatsoever he shall say unto you. The prophet Moses was talking about in this scripture is Jesus. Jesus came and it was said of him, what manner of man is this? And then he said, John 20:21. As my Father hath sent me, even so, I send you. So, there's a point that others must say, what manner of woman is this? As you flowing in the Spirit, Some years ago, I couldn't say this, but I'll say it in this class. You are in the class of Jesus. He has sent you. The world shall see of you what manner of man or what manner of woman is this. You're special. Everyone called by God is sent to the world. He is made a God to the world. And the world is expected to listen to him and obey him. Jesus said, ye are God, whoever the scripture come to. See, the scripture impregnates your divine nature. And you shift from being a man or a woman when you're talking. And you go to talking like God because that divine nature is oozing out of you. Because revelation and anointing got mixed up on the inside of you. And they begin to hear God. You see, go tell it. You see, you sense the atmosphere changing now? That divine nature coming out of me. Have no fear. I have no opponent. They can't stand up to me. That divine juice go to running. Impregnated with victory. Wisdom. Understanding. Power. Some people keep faking and never see this. You have to learn how to yield to the Holy Ghost. Are you listening? And you turn into another being. Two men just stand there talking about something, one change. He stepped into another level. Another dimension. Wrapped with the presence of God. God standing there with his hand on the shoulder. Tell him what I told you, tell him. Divine backup. If you never felt God's hand in your back, you've never been nowhere yet. God never tapped you on the shoulder and said, go ahead on with it. I got it. Don't look at their faces. Don't be afraid. They can't handle us. It's there for you. You're special. You know, we've been whooped up so much. We got whooped up in slavery and got to come to the church and get whooped some more. You're in the class with Jesus. My goodness. I'm a close class. I'll come back and we'll start off here. Look at John 10:35. See, you got to go to school to read this verse. Yeah. You got some preachers? Huh? I'll send you to hell for reading this verse. What are you, out your mind? They don't understand 2 Peter. They don't understand as he is. So are we in this world. They don't understand a divine nature. They don't understand, therefore, if any man be in Christ, what? You're a new creature, old thing. That's him. That was born of the flesh, is flesh. That was born of the spirit, is spirit. We're talking about your spiritual birth now. But as many as receive him. How are they going to have? To them give he the power to become the sons of God. If I'm a son of God, I got a daddy. The church don't know much about that. But your sonship, the whole world is waiting. Romans 8:19. Look at Romans 8:19. They're waiting for us to manifest. I'm ready. You ready? The whole world. We're going to have to be walking in this dimension to manifest our true nature. Most of y'all been in a meeting. I got lost in the spirit. Turned into another man while I'm preaching. Couldn't handle it myself. But the glory came.
Yes, sir.
You have to know you're special because of God. Your son, God, God wants you to manifest.
Yes, sir.
What? God wants you to manifest his blessing,
yes,
his substance, his presence,
yes,
his power, his glory.
Yes,
go to feeling bad about yourself and feeling down and out. You're special.
Yes.
You're peculiar. You're a royal priesthood.
Yes.
You're a chosen generation.
Yes.
Nobody got your fingerprints.
Right.
My goodness. 1 Peter 2:9, but you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. What more can I say to you? That you should show forth the praise of him who will call you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Kandelebo shata. Now, I'm out. John 10:35. You see what it said? Now, he's talking about those whom the scripture have come to. Not reading it. Not reciting it. The scripture had not come to you because you read it. Information is not revelation. Until you and the Holy Ghost catch hand on this thing. And he said, when did not our heart burn within? When he opened the scriptures. The scriptures got to be open. When the scriptures are open in you, you become a God. No, you don't go around saying I'm a God. You demonstrate the power. That woman, her husband was dying. I saw it with my own eyes. She turned into a god. She had another lady there with her. Said, no, don't hook him yet. We ain't through yet. He alive today. John dropped dead in this church. I was right there.
Yes, sir.
I said, God, two doctors over there,
yes,
and two professional nurses. I said, God, I need John.
Yes.
Doc!
Yes.
Came back to life.
Yes, sir.
Lady was having a transplant. She gone. She was having a transplant. And, you know, I go as the Spirit lead me, so I went down there. And I said, something's not right. She's going to have an operation that afternoon. So they delayed. Wrong. Wasn't the right transplant. Answer the next day, they found the right ones. You might want to write down Zechariah 2:8. Follows you the apple of God's eye. You are beloved. Therefore, discover yourself and recover your birthright. Because you're peculiar and have a peculiar mission here on earth. 1 Corinthians 7, I got to close. 1 Corinthians 7:7. Every man has his proper gift of God. There's a proper placement for you on earth, made possible by the proper gift that is in you. You have a special mission on earth. You're sent on a mission by Jesus Christ. Even as the Father sent him while he was on earth, Jesus himself declared, the works that I do, you got to have the same stuff.
Yeah.
The works that I do shall he or you do also, in greater way than these shall you do. That's powerful, man. That's powerful. That's powerful. Oh, my goodness. That's powerful. Do not, let me close with this class. Do not despise yourself. Do not despise your calling. Do not crawl to someone else's land. Having located your calling, stay put there till you become a star. Locating your calling and pursuing it is the beginning of a great future. Abiding in that calling lead to stardom. You're destined to be a star. Oh, now preachers now say, oh, don't tell people that. Yeah, you think Joseph was a star. Not because of Joseph. Because everything he said, the Lord said, everything come up anywhere you go, the Lord prosper him. Then when the Lord got ready to promote him, everybody else's mind was all jammed up. Job said, the calf, fat calf is this, and the lean calf is this. And the king said, ooh, this man got a mind of a god. Come on, ride with me. I see you being promoted. Don't just depend on this world system. Listen to me. There are promotions. Stand up. There are promotions waiting on you. Why you think God sent you to this school? This school is in a promotive mode. These men and women teaching you, they were hand-picked. You got a new instructor here coming for tonight. But this school, this ministry, my life is in a promotive mode. I couldn't get it out if I wanted to. God keep pushing the promoting button. If you're willing, see, that's all I did. And in obedience, you either go to the land or you'll go forward. Now, take that word. Tonight, your life is set in a promotional mode. The Spirit's here. The Holy Ghost here. I didn't think of that. Now, God want to promote you. Stop trying to promote yourself. Yield. Pray in tongue. Raise your hand. Give him glory. You know, tell him, let your will be done in my life. And then he'll rearrange something. Person who wasn't going to do it, he said, Jesus had favor with God and with man. I see you wearing a favor cape. Round your neck. You're going to have favor. Everybody else is going to see favor. You're not going to see it. But you walk down the aisle of a store, they're going to see big letter. F-A-V-O-R. Receive that. I don't know how you came here tonight, but I know one thing, how you going to leave. You see, all that teaching I've been doing tonight, and then come the Holy Ghost to anoint.